Welcome to Intellectual Property Matters. In this WIPO podcast, we explore the fascinating world of creativity, innovation, and intellectual property. Let's listen, learn, and get inspired.
Hello, I'm Ben Rylan. Welcome to the fourth and final episode of Eye on Copyright Enforcement. Today, we explore the world of sport and the threats posed by illegal live streaming. There's something quite special about watching a sporting event live as it happens. The chance to share those exciting moments with friends and supporters all around the world elevates the whole experience. But for some, the temptation to access live streams via illegal means can bring trouble. Unauthorized live streaming of sports events costs the industry an estimated $3 billion every year. Well, today we'll examine the magnitude of the problem and its impact on sporting organizations, broadcasters, and, of course, viewers. Let's head to Spain now to hear from my guest, who knows more than most about the intricate web of illegal streaming.
My name is Guillermo Rodriguez. I'm the Chief Operating Officer at La Liga Content Protection. I'm currently managing the entire anti-piracy unit that is firstly was created by La Liga and now is part of the joint venture between La Liga and Globant at La Liga Tech. So I'm responsible for all of the operations and anti-piracy actions that are being carried out for La Liga and also for different broadcasters and clients that are trusting our technological solution to protect their IP assets online. We are currently responsible for the protection of more than 9 billion euros on assets against piracy, protecting from live content, VOD content, or either protecting brands against counterfeiting or brand abuses on the internet.
Guillermo, can you explain what constitutes unauthorized streaming of live broadcasts and how does that impact the sports industry?
So sport properties sell their TV rights around the world to select different broadcasting companies in order to show that competition in specific countries. And at the end, they pay a significant price for this, that at the end is hugely important for league incomes, player salaries, grassroots, etc. And then the broadcasters recuperate their expense through subscription fees paid on to the user. So illegal streaming breaks absolutely this model. Criminal actors and criminal organizations use sophisticated tools in order to locate and steal the broadcast images and then redirect them into their own ecosystem. They redirect that stream that they have stolen into their app, into their website, into their IPTV service. So in some cases, they are even charging small fees to the end user to access those environments. But at the end, what this is generating is less viewers for the licensed broadcast and at the end affecting directly the investment to purchase those and acquire those TV rights. The experience that you have when you are consuming piracy is not the same as you are a legitimate user. And also, there is a part here that normally is not being taken in consideration, that is the potential risk and theft that the pirate users, they are assuming when they are consuming piracy. So they are giving their credit card data to those criminal organizations. They are giving the or entering into their own ecosystems. And at the end, the end user nowadays is not taking so much in consideration all of the risk that they are assuming when they are consuming piracy.
And how are sports associations like La Liga affected by illegal live streaming of its sports events?
For our case, recent study says that La Liga and the football industry is losing in Spain just every year more than 200 million euros because of piracy. 200 million euros that are being lost every year. But this is only for the football industry. We have other industries that are also affected by piracy. We are talking about movies, series, we are talking about press. So piracy is a huge issue. It's not only affecting the organizations or the right holders on the first side, but it's also affecting at the end the entire society. Different taxes and are not getting paid by consuming piracy. And at the end, all of the public services that are supported by those taxes are being affected also because of this issue. And just to give you an idea of how big this problem is, let me put into context some of the figures of the enforcement that we did for La Liga during this recent season, the 22-23 season. We have removed more than 30,000 websites from the Google in search index, or we have also removed almost 500,000 videos on social media platforms. So we are talking about a huge issue, a huge problem, and we need to be aware of how big it is in order to allocate all of the resources and technological measures in order to mitigate and to start with an aggressive disruption strategy.
What are some of the ways that La Liga addresses the issue of illegal streaming of its events?
We fight against piracy with four main pillars. The first pillar that we take is the technological pillar, for which we have developed technological solutions since 2015, and for which we have dedicated a huge amount of resources. So we create our own technological tools in order to fight against piracy. The second pillar that we take is the legal one. So we open different legal cases against the offenders in order to prosecute them and to look for different sentences that are looking for a tough and aggressive action against the pirates. And there we open those legal cases all over the world. We are not just opening those legal cases in Spain, but we are opening the legal cases all over the world. The third pillar for which we are fighting against piracy is the lobby. So we are aware that we need to help in order to contribute to have a better legal framework that is moving as fast as pirates. So normally, the legal framework is moving much more slower than the pirates do. So we are also trying to promote that the legal framework is moving so fast as pirates. And for that, we have now the recent recommendation from the European Union against the live piracy events, or even the Digital Service Act that is going to be entering in place very soon. Finally, the fourth pillar is the communication. So it's as much as important to fight against piracy with technology, with the legal arms, also with the lobby, but also to make the society aware of the impact that they are generating when they are consuming piracy. And we have a very visual campaign at La Liga that is, when piracy appears, football disappears, because piracy is affecting directly the income of the league, the income of the clubs, whether if they can get a new player on board or not. So it's affecting at the end the team that those pirates they are supporting, right? So basically we fight with these four pillars.
Still to come, we'll hear about the global scale of illegal streaming and how La Liga is working to tackle the problem. Stay tuned. This is Eye on Copyright Enforcement. Still with me is Guillermo Rodriguez. Guillermo, you've painted quite a vivid picture of just how vast this illegal streaming problem can be. It really is a global issue. What, in your view, are the key challenges facing La Liga?
The first challenge we are facing is to understand the scale of the problem. Many leagues, many sport organizations, many broadcasters, they are not aware of the scale of the problem. And this is the first challenge we are facing. So most rights holders or sport organizations, broadcasters, have no grasp on how easy it is even to steal the content directly from the legitimate platforms. They don't know where it's happening. They don't know where the pirates they are getting the content. And in order to face that, we are running different audits in order to identify the vulnerabilities that the pirates are using, and in order to mitigate them and also to find a solution against this vulnerability. The second challenge is the removal of the content. For live sports organizations like La Liga, time is money, and acting fast is crucial, something crucial. Football matches, they have 90 minutes. After those 90 minutes, the football match is gone. And the most part of the value is allocated into the live game. So it's important to create different partnership agreements and collaborations with the technological companies, with the social media platforms, with the hosting providers, in order to get the content removed in just a matter of minutes. Another of the challenges is to shutting down the accounts. We are seeing that there are different profiles, different organizations that they are continuously abusing of our IP rights. And we are collaborating with social media platforms in order to not only get that video that they have uploaded removed, but also after they do it for a few times, to get also the account taken down or even the account blocked. Another of the key challenge is to have the support from the governments, to have the support from public institutions that in some cases, as I said, they are not aware of the damage that piracy is creating. Fortunately, this is changing. This is something that we are seeing that is evolving, and we are very happy for that. But there is a lot of work to do.
Well, look, some people might say, if these sporting events were easier to access or cheaper, then I wouldn't have to stream them illegally. What's your view on that?
Thank you, Ben. I believe that this is a key element. This is a very interesting point. And we need to be aware that abusing of an IP right is a crime. You are not legitimated to steal a Ferrari because you cannot afford it. Abusing of an IP right is a crime, and we will prosecute it. Some of the solutions that could help on this file is that first, digitalization, right? So use technological tools in order to help into this fight against piracy. We are aware that the pirates, they are much more than ours. And we are aware also that in some cases, they move faster than us. But fortunately, this is changing. But we are aware that using those technological tools can help us to automatize to the process of detection of the infringements, automatize the process of analysis of the information, and also acting in order to remove the content in just a matter of minutes. I am aware that when different commercial options are available for the end user, this is also the end affecting how piracy is evolving, or either if the young generations, they are consuming piracy or not. And for that, the case of La Liga, for example, they've got into an agreement with the OTT platform DAZN, and now the content of La Liga, it is on DAZN. But it's surprising when we see that there are even some users that they are not even willing to pay 5 euros, 10 euros, 20 euros. They want to watch it for free. They want to steal the content. Another of the issue that I believe is very important here is the education. Sport is a really valuable product. It has a price. It has an income that at the end is the driver of the entertainment that we are enjoying every weekend. And we are developing also different strategies in order to let the young consumers be aware that the piracy is a direct attack to the sports that their love is a direct attack to the club that they are supporting. Unfortunately, a few years ago, it was not so common to be aware here in Spain, for example, that piracy, it was a crime. But this is changing now. And also, we need more assistance at the governance level to help to create more agile lawmaking, because we are also detecting how in the same environment where piracy is being promoted or is being distributed, there are other criminal activities that are on the same environment. We are talking about drug trafficking. We are talking about people trafficking, prostitution. These have real human consequences.
Well, most of us probably haven't been tempted to steal a car or rob a bank, but the thing about illegal streaming is that often it's just a link to a website. It's so easy to be tricked into thinking that clicking on these links is harmless and that no one will ever know. What's your advice to people who might be tempted to access an illegal streaming site?
My advice is will be first to be aware of the risk. There are so many risks involved when you are clicking on this naughty website. It's like at the end buying products from the dark web. You don't know where your money is going. You don't know where your data is going. You don't know what they will be doing with that info. When you are entering into a Telegram group, for example, that is sharing IPTV links or is sharing directly streaming links to enter and visualize the content. And on the same environment, you have a guy that is selling passports. It's a clear sign that closely related piracy with other kind of criminal activities. And there is a huge, huge, huge risk that the consumers, they are assuming. Also, the punishments are severe. If you are supporting a team, it makes not so much sense to take money away from it and affecting directly your club, the players, how you will be visualizing the content every weekend. So it makes no sense at the end to consume piracy.
Thanks to my guest today, Guillermo Rodriguez from La Liga. You've been listening to Eye on Copyright Enforcement, a production of the World Intellectual Property Organization, brought to you with the support of the Ministry of Culture, Sports and Tourism of the Republic of Korea. This is the final episode of our podcast mini-series. It's been a pleasure sharing insightful conversations on copyright enforcement with you. I'm Ben Rylan. Thanks for listening. Goodbye.